we are going to talk about one of our favorite companies of all time. For over 2 decades, we have supported them. We've even seen the Ark and the Creation Museum twice. Well, I guess 3 times, but
you tip your hand. What's the company?
Answers in Genesis.
Whoa!
We love them, and they have amazing curriculum, and they're developing even more, and they have amazing apologetic. They're the world's largest apologetic company, and they have thoroughly equipped us to equip our children and have equipped our children with their books and curriculum. And so we want to show you some of our favorite resources, and one that we can't show you is Answers TV, but that one is a must, especially if you want something to watch, you know, when you're sick or just at any time as a family.
Yeah, it can be part of your homeschool, and they have a Roku channel, so you can just put it, if you have a Roku, you can put it on there and watch it on your TV in your living room if you have one of those, and it's great.
It's amazing.
Now, the first one, I remember we got, this one of the first resources we got. We had seen Answers in Genesis in the late 90s, before the Creation Museum, before the Ark, before Ken Ham was a household name. We actually saw one of their speakers come, Carl Kirby, maybe, and he came to Virginia Beach, and we were blown away by even just their messaging back then. But since then, this was one of the first things we got for our kids when we started having kids. Big thoughts for little thinkers.
And all of these books are great for pre-reading, and they teach doctrinal truths. And we've got the scriptures,
the mission, the Trinity, and the gospel. Joey Allen did all these, right?
Yes.
Yes. These are phenomenal books for little kids, and they get you to their big thoughts for little thinkers.
And they'll even help you. And then, very needed, especially today, is One Blood for Kids.
It's what the Bible says about race and the definitive guide on a biblical answer to racism and how racism is ultimately found in evolution. And so an evolutionary worldview leads to racism. A biblical worldview leads to harmony and peace amongst all people of different skin colors.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is phenomenal, especially for teaching kids.
It talks more about how we're one human race, but multi.
But this is the kids' version to break it down into smaller bite-sized portion for your kids.
Yes.
So that you don't end up raising a bunch of little racists. Okay. So the next one.
This is a newer book that they just came out with, and we really like it so far. But it's Building a Biblical Foundation, and you just basically read the story, and then on this second page, they have discussion questions that you can talk about, and each one faces a kid with another kid having to basically just hard questions that little kids would be asked. Mm-hmm. And when I say little, maybe like 12, 13 to like 7, 8, or 9. And they're just really good stories about how they should also react. And these are basically like examples of how they should react about certain.
So it's them dialoguing back and forth. So it's Justin and Jesse.
With the biblical principles.
Yeah, that's Answers for Kids stuff. Then we have also for kids, the Answers Book for Kids box set.
Yes, we've had these for 4 years, and we've also used
them. Not for 4 years, but for many years.
For many years. Next to the Bible, I think these are the most crucial books that you can own.
There's 8 volumes.
And I say that because when we first got them, they were only like 6, and then in recent years they came out with the 2, and now they're all updated. There's a curriculum that Masterbooks publishes for them for elementary apologetics. But there's questions in here that grown-ups don't know. Like, that talks about angels and the devil, and you know, the common question that most kids ask: if God knew that they were going to sin, why did he create Adam and Eve in the first place?
My 9-year-old asked that last week.
Yes, and you can find it in this book and stuff about Satan. This one has to deal more about evolution in millions of years. One is specific to astronomy.
This is about Tower of Babel and the Ice Age.
Yep.
This one is all about sin, salvation, and the Christian life, so more theological.
And this one has to deal with
This one's on dinosaurs and the flood of Noah. And then this one here is kids talking about creation and the fall. Obviously, this is volume 1, so we just did it in reverse order. But yes, phenomenal resources.
This will ask the question, just to give you an example, is how does God get his power and where does he get it from? And you get the answer starting with scripture first, which is the foundation of everything. And then it says, then it kind of gives you a paragraph and some extra verses down here for you to easily get through it. And then the next one is, you know, does God love? So there's all different types of questions in there.
And then in this gender confused world that we're in, where that seems to be a hot topic politically and culturally, why did God make me a boy? And why did God make me a girl? Teaching that there are only 2 genders and that God designed 2 genders to be the way that biologically humans reproduce. And also he's defined in creation what a boy and a girl should be, the role of a man and woman, what biblical manhood and womanhood looks like. But it's broken down for kids So you can lay that foundation. The world's out there trying to lay the foundation on the public school kids and drag queen story hour at libraries. We have to be combating that at a young age, and this is a great resource for
that. And this all goes back to here. It seems like there is no hope for us, but God had a plan to save us from our sin.
Yeah, and always goes back to the gospel.
As well.
And
it has great career choices for each gender and the nurturing side of a mother. And it's very, very neat.
Now, this is about suffering.
Yes.
To get kids to understand the idea of why bad things happen. Not to good people, because there are no such thing as good people, but why do bad things happen in a fallen world that we all live in?
Yes.
And so this is called Why Is Keiko Sick?
Yes, and it's really good.
Cool. And then, and this is like lightning round here.
This is also a new resource, but it's really
great. This is newer. It's called The Tower. Yes. And it's all about
the story form and the Tower of Babel and where we get our different languages and cultures and all of that.
It's not really a picture book. There's a few pictures in it, but it is a large print.
It's a great reader for third grade and up if you want them to read it out loud to you and get some practice in. But it's also fun just to read out loud.
His Answers. One of our favorites we've talked about many years now, the 10-Minute Bible Journey. This breaks up family devotions in a bite-sized way for kids, young age and older age. Has a great resource in it to give you a prayer.
It has a map.
Oh, the map.
And the back from Create.
The timeline.
And it also has apologetics built into it.
Yeah. And it covers all the major touch points in the biblical narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So you get stuff from Isaiah walking around naked to Jacob wrestling with God and God covenant with Abraham, New Testament, Peter denying the Lord. And it has really good, engaging artwork. Great book. Highly recommend it from Dale Mason. Next is Answers Bible Curriculum.
Okay, you got to get the whole thing.
The whole shebang. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so currently this is the homeschool edition, which works best for our family because we homeschool. We have, we've had a church that does this. We have a church that has done this in their Sunday schools and their VBS, and it's always the best. This is my absolute favorite curriculum of all time. So, I don't really like Bible curriculum. I think you should read straight from the Bible and have certain books like this that that we just already showed you that just kind of help amplify what you've already been reading through God's Word directly, because it's important to read the Word directly for yourself and for your kids. But this is a chronological order of the Bible, and it breaks it down in bite-sized pieces, and they have 4 years, and it goes through the entire Bible. So this is the first year that we have for you guys right here. Everything is like laid out for you, and it's only 3 days a week, so you can break it up to use it for 5 days a week or use it however the way it's designed.
But it starts with Genesis and works its way through.
Yes, this one goes to Joseph. Yeah, creation
from creation of Joseph. So the entire book of Genesis.
Yeah, and it has a bride for Isaac. It starts off with God's word is our foundation. It talks about I use it as a bookmark. It has, the gospel, the good news, what it is, confusion, the seven seas of history, if you're familiar with that. And then it has, So after you read through that, I read through the apologetic side for all of our kids. But if you read through this, it's very colorful, it's pretty, it's age appropriate. This is for the second and third grade level. And it's just, it's fun. They've got crossword puzzles. They have questions that they ask.
Mm-hmm.
Apologetics are written in here, and they don't shy away from the hard topics. It's just awesome. Then the cross stuff. And this is just to reinforce what you're already reading to them out loud.
Then
this is the older version. They still just get more.
Still year one, but now it's at a higher level. So that was like level 2 and 3 for year one. But then for the older kids, it's the same content you're covering, Book of Genesis, but now you've made it a little more age appropriate, and it goes up from there.
Yeah, and it just keeps it over. Right here, it talks about how dog kind stay as dogs. Dogs don't.
Mm-hmm. Basic lesson on genetics. Yep.
Yeah, and so and how it all worked, and it's just again crossword puzzle, but of course a little harder. And they also come with tests and quizzes with answers in the back of a book, but they don't have anything for middle school or high school yet in the homeschool level, but they do recommend that the middle schoolers help sit in and maybe even help teach it, or you can just sit and do the apologetics part from the teacher's book, read that out loud, because you'll get a historical side and then you'll get the apologetics, and it'll talk in there about like Muslims versus Mormons versus Jehovah's Witnesses. It's this one right here. They'll have like a chart. Yeah, it has a chart in here. It's amazing and very very easy to teach. And, you know, you can even follow the week plan if you want to, but I never do. So, like, God's word is the authority right here. Like, life after death, according to the Bible, Islam, Mormons, and Jehovah's Witnesses. Like, it's
teaching awesome. To defend their faith, not just giving them one view, but giving them the truth and then comparing it to all the false narratives out there.
Exactly. And you actually read straight from the Bible, so you still get that. And then you talk about prophets versus false prophets, the consequences of that. You know, check it against God's word. It tells them to always go back to God's word, directs them back to that. And it has an application on here, so how we use it in our daily lives. It is amazing. And then here, these are the questions that we could use to review the whole lesson and that are in my children's books, but I can have the answers right here for me. So you don't have to be a solid theologian. You could be learning right alongside your kids, and the answers are right here laid out for you. And it's just an amazing course, from so easy to use, affordable, fun, and just clear and what we need today. And you can use Answers TV to help them memorize the scripture that they're supposed to memorize. And they have fun videos by Brian Osborne and I think Avery, who go through the entire timeline and explain it in short videos that is family friendly for everyone. So we really, really enjoyed that curriculum a lot. And
so we will put links to all of those resources. If you want to purchase them, we will have Amazon links. So you can purchase them from Amazon. We'll get a little commission from that, which would help us out. And otherwise, you can go straight to Answers in Genesis' website or masterbooks.com and purchase them there. A couple of other resources we have here is The Gender and Marriage War by Bodie Hodge, Ken Ham, and Avery Foley.
Yes, this was an amazing book. We did this during our morning time right after Bible. We went right into this, and we took a few months to go through it. Absolutely need it and amazing. And I would say you should start it in middle school and go up from there. I had my elementary kids sit in it because they're faced with this daily. It starts off with what is marriage? Who defined marriage? And then it talks about like the biblical understanding of gender fluid, the alphabet soup, how to deal with homosexuals, homosexual being a sin, the history. I think that's the one that blew a lot of my kids away right here. The history of, you know, pedophilia.
Nero and the pedophilia that happened in the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Disgusting, but needful to be part of the discussion.
And very, like, but tastefully done. Just the history done. And then there's scripture references throughout, always an apologetic sign of it. And just talking about, like, gender dysphoria. And it talks about, you know, can same-sex parents have offspring? And the DNA and everything like that. Always a scripture reference. And we just read, like, one chapter subject that day and had amazing discussions about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it even talks about like the bathroom thing that, like, you know, men going into when the bathroom and vice versa. Fantastic book. Totally helps equip you for today's culture.
Now, in regards to the Answers Bible curriculum, this book, Creation to Babel, is a commentary written by Ken Ham of the, what it says, from creation to Babel, the first chapters of Genesis. And can go along with that Answers Bible curriculum as a resource as well, or as a family devotion.
And it is easy to break up as well, because as you can see right here, you know, getting Earth ready for life, and then you have a next section of creation versus evolution. The order of events doesn't agree, and then so it's very doable to do each day. And these are, again, it gives you an apologetic defense for the Bible.
And then last two,
we do these. These are probably one of my favorite, if not my...
Quick Answers to Social Issues.
Yeah, so this, again, if you want to start... With the way we did it, we started with these first, and then we went into the gender marriage war. I think Brian Osborne has a really good gift on, like, how to talk to teenagers and how to break heavy things down and make them extremely simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, quick answers to tough questions. You know, rock layers and millions of years in a global flood, death after sin, the law of, you know, biogenetics, can life come from life, like has to come from life. So that's like the basic foundation. And then this one really gets into it with,
well, it says in the front, environment, sex, equality, and life.
Yes.
All those kind of social issues.
You know, how you can believe, how can you believe the Bible and give it a defense for the Bible? Is abortion a woman's legal right and choice, and talk about that, and then
so touching on all the hot topics, social issues, so that your kids,
you know,
can
what
be
about
equipped.
Animal rights? So something as and euthanasia is in here, like just so many good, quick, and again, like a page maybe two.
So you can go to the links we have below in the description for our Amazon affiliate links. It helps us out. It doesn't cost you anything else, but we get a small commission from you purchasing it there. Or if you want to go straight to Answers in Genesis website or Masterbooks, you can purchase it there as well.
These are fantastic. And
all the resources we mentioned today will have links below. So, any final words? What do you love the most about Answers in Genesis and then what they've done for our family over the last 20 plus years?
Well, I think that they've given us answers.
Yeah.
Like, I think the most important thing is you don't see inconsistencies. You see the Bible. The Bible's the final authority, and that's what it's calling you back to.
Yeah.
And that the Bible can be trusted. And whether it's the historical side of it and archaeology and stuff brought in that way to this, and then having actual experts in their fields like astrophysicists and geneticists and all of, you know, those types of specialists who are creationists, who take the Bible literally from the very first verse, and they give you these. They're working all together from different denomination backgrounds, maybe, but they all come together to just the truth that, that bonds them. And then we are equipped to, you know, 1 Peter 3:15 to give a reason for the hope that's within us.
Yeah.
And so it also makes you not feel like you're alone, especially in the gender marriage war. Like, no, you know, God defined marriage. So that's what marriage
we're
is.
We're equipped to know whether or not we should attend a transgender union, which is called a wedding, but it's not a wedding, or a gay marriage, which is not a marriage. But, you know, all that stuff can be, you have answers for it. You can be equipped in your faith. I think if it wasn't for Answers in Genesis, I mean, we would fundamentally be a different family. We would not have been shaped to do altar time and family devotions and apologetics and understanding that the earth is young and not old. And
the raising godly children in an ungodly world was huge, because it was like, no, the responsibility lies at our feet, not our church, not the,
youth pastor and all that. Like, it was our job to raise our kids,
to grow and to leave a legacy and an heritage, and to give them answers, and that there were answers.
Yeah.
So I think these resources are so important. Like I said, it's the Bible and then these types of resources, and their resources fuel your main food of like the Bible, because they point you back to the Bible, back to the foundation.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, don't they say if you're not a creationist, then, you know, you're not saved, and it's never a salvation issue. They always point to the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ, which is an unfiltered, the truth of the gospel. You know, in 20 plus years that we've supported them, they've never compromised the gospel. Mm-hmm. They've stayed faithful to it. And
it's always been about the gospel.
Yeah.
About the good news of Jesus. Even at the end of a science creation museum with all the science facts and figures, it's still seeking to guide people to know the Lord and actually come into relationship with him.
Exactly. Like the ark, and then Jesus is the door to for our salvation. So it always has the gospel presented. They have amazing children's books, which we have a whole shelf of all of them that can be generationally used.
Mm-hmm.
But these resources, they stay on top of it, because they don't want you sitting back like in defense. Like, what do I do?
Leaning into the culture, leaning in on the offense.
Definitely help you defend the faith, because that's what we're called to do. We have to give a reason, and they help you reason. They give you logic, reason, truth, and it all backs by the Bible being the foundation. It is the authority of God's word. It's always an authority issue.
That's great. Can't say enough things. I'm sure you'll hear us talking a lot more about it in the future. So thank you for watching. That's all the time we have for today. Make sure you subscribe. And if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review. That would always help us out. And spread the word. Let people know that you're enjoying the Moments of Peace podcast and YouTube channel. And until next time, see you later. Bye-bye.